When my brother died, I took on the role of being his executor. His will was current and very simple and easy to follow. He never married and had no children. His estate and personal belongings were all coming to me, which I could do with as I chose. What was time-consuming was all the details not mentioned in the will. Getting a death certificate, canceling his phone and TV and hydro accounts, canceling his credit cards and closing his bank accounts. Do you know that you need to know the passwords for all these accounts? Then there was his email, social media, and online accounts to deal with. In my journey of dealing with all this, I found out there's such a thing as an after-death checklist. It's a fabulous resource, and it takes you step by step on what to do and what you need to do it. Everyone needs to know this.